Poet Donald Hall died this week at 89 near Wilmot, New Hampshire, where he long lived on his family's ancestral farm. He'd written 40 books of poetry and essays, including two dedicated to his beloved wife, the poet Jane Kenyon, who died in 1995 of leukemia. We spoke to Donald Hall in 2006 when he'd just been appointed the country's poet laureate. A strong defender of the First Amendment, he said he wanted it to be a bully pulpit for the arts, but he also had a terrible miscellany of thoughts. I asked him, what did he mean?
Oh, I'm asked to come up with something to promote the distribution of poetry, and I have all sorts of thoughts, but they keep moving around on me.
Right. You were quoted as saying you feel a bit frantic. Why? What do you think is expected of you?
I'm feeling frantic right now because of the telephone is ringing off the hook.
Right.
I had a phone call this morning from somebody I haven't seen since the eighth grade. So I live a quiet life normally, silence and solitude.
Well, let me talk about your work, which has been compared to Frost. By the way, how do you feel about that? You're said to be Frostian.
Yes, I don't write like him at all. I don't make the same kind of sounds he makes. But I do have some of the same material, the rural life and the landscape of New Hampshire, but not at all in language or in sound.
What do you mean by sound?
The sound of poetry is the most important thing for me. The poem exists to be beautiful, and in its beauty it does transmit feeling. And I think the feeling comes through by sound as well as by imagery. But for me, sound comes first.
Well, you have a new collection out, White Apples and the Taste of Stone. Perhaps if you could read something from that and we could talk about the sound of it.
Sure. Yeah. I'll read the poem from which I took the title.
Okay.
It's called White Apples. Mm-hmm. When my father had been dead a week, I woke with his voice in my ear. I sat up in bed and held my breath and stared at the pale closed door. White apples and the taste of stone. If he called again, I would put on my coat and galoshes. That's it. That's the whole thing. It's a tiny little poem.
Yes, and my heart is just, it's powerful.
Sound is all sorts of things, including sort of obvious ones. The first line ends, a week, and the second line is, I woke, a week, I woke.
Mm-hmm.
I began this poem about 2 weeks after my father died when I was 27, but I didn't really finish it for about 17 years because at the beginning, all I had was the plot, the action. But one day, I was walking along the lawn of the house where I live, and this line came into my head, white apples and the taste of stone. And I knew it belonged in this poem.
What do you mean by it?
I mean by it to encapsulate the feeling of the desolation and emptiness and coldness that this story involves, the death of my father and dreaming that I hear him knocking on the front door in the snow. The line simply brought poetry to this short reverse poem, White Apples and the Taste of Stone. S-T, taste, S-T, stone. Also, taste and stone are both long vowels. White is a long vowel, and it makes a rather slow line. As for where it came from, once I was doing an interview with Bill Moyers, and he brought up this poem and asked me about this line.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I knew it was right, but I couldn't explain it to him. And he said it made him think of funerary ornaments. Well, that's why not? But the strange thing is that when I was walking across the lawn at that house, I was looking past the backyard at a cemetery where there were things like stone apples carved into granite. And I presume that that is how I happened to have that line come in my head, but I was not aware of it at all at the time.
Huh.
It just felt appropriate, it felt right, and I trusted it.
Yeah. And without it, it's really just telling someone about a dream.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, two collections of poems and a memoir about your life with and without Jane Kenyon. Because of this, you become known as sort of a poet of grief.
I wrote about my grandfather, his death, in my first book. And there, of course, have been other deaths and losses all along, but it is as if I were waiting for something truly terrible to happen to be able to write about it. And when Janie died at 47, I couldn't keep from my desk. Every day I wrote, and I spent a lot of time writing a series of letters to her. There were things that happened that I needed to tell her. I wrote these poems in the form of letters, and it really saved my life that first year.
Donald Hall, in 2006, when he'd just been named the country's poet laureate, he followed his beloved wife Jane in death this week at 89. He was known as the poet of elegy, of sorrow, and he writes in a great essay in The New Yorker how Jane wrote this poem for him when he was successfully battling cancer. I got out of bed on two strong legs. It might have been otherwise. I ate cereal, sweet milk, ripe, flawless peach. It might have been otherwise, but one day I know it may be otherwise. And Donald writes, he crossed out may and wrote will. It will be otherwise.